If you're a high-earning tech professional who's holding between $1 and $30 million in equity compensation in assets, this may be the most important financial conversation you've never had. You're great at growing your wealth, but are you managing it like a business? A micro family office is the solution for many who want to transition from scattered accounts and reactive advisors to growing and scaling their wealth and protecting it on your terms. Let's dig into it. Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. Welcome to Managing Tech Millions. My name is Christopher Nelson. I am your host, and I couldn't be more excited about this episode for a couple of reasons. Number one, this is our episode 104, meaning that we have been putting out episodes to you for the last 2 years. So that's a big moment for us here, because we love producing valuable content that helps you grow your career, build wealth, and live the life that you want. Number two is, this is episode number two in our foundation series. Last week, episode 103 was the mindset of the ultra wealthy. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, go back and check that out, because it truly helps you set up why today is so important. And today, episode 104, we are going to be digging deep into the micro family office and why the micro family office model of managing wealth is really what is made for tech employees, entrepreneurs, and people that have the $1 to $30 million net worth that allows you to grow, scale, and protect your wealth on your terms. And so I want to dig into what is a family office and how did I hear about this, right? So after my first IPO, I heard a little bit around, you know, family office. You hear these whispers and you hear this term. You don't really understand what it means. And so for me, I reached out to a friend of mine, Marco, who I knew had transitioned from tech, got an MBA, did some investment banking, and now was working in family offices. So I had the opportunity to sit down with my friend Marco Quevedo, who explained to me what a family office was and how it managed wealth for, you know, for the people who you know, organized the family office. And so that really opened my mind to a completely different way to manage wealth. And we're going to be covering off what that means a little later in the episode. And if you want to hear more from Marco, episode 28, we went over what our family office is from the perspective of the family that's setting it up. And then also episode 95, he and I dug into the investment thesis. So go check those out if you want some more information. But for myself, I started really researching, understanding what family offices were and how they could help somebody like me understand and grow my wealth beyond just spreadsheets and scattered accounts. I was tired of not having any direction and feeling like I was placing some investments but had no purpose. So that's when it was my conversations with Marco that led me to create my micro family office. Christopher, like, can we answer the question, what is a family office? I'm glad you ask. And remember, there's no stupid questions here or no questions that should not be asked, because too many of us sit in silence when it comes to discussing finances, discussing the way that money works. And so we need to be able to ask those questions. So let me answer that first. What is a family office? A family office is a business that is built around a family's wealth to preserve, grow, and manage it across generations. That's simply it. You're taking the wealth that you've created, building a business around it to run and grow it, not just for you to retire, not just a little nest egg, but so that it's something that's transitioned to multiple generations beyond it. Now, if you're asking yourself, you know, when did this start? Has this been around for just a couple of years? Is this a new thing? The answer to that is no. This has been around since the 6th century, where noble families would hire major domos to come in almost as chief operating officers to manage all of their resources and their wealth for the same purpose, to grow it, protect it for multiple generations. The modern version of what we know as the family office came out of the Industrial Revolution in the 1800s, where the Rockefeller family created the first full-service single family office. Remember that term, I'll come back to it in a moment, in 1882. So they hired specialists to manage their investments, their philanthropy, and also all of their succession planning. And since then, family offices have grown so that they today own, they manage $10 million in wealth globally. So family offices have a huge footprint financially. In fact, the wealth managed by family offices of $10 trillion, you know, is much larger in comparison to the $6.5 million that are being managed in hedge funds. So it's a considerable amount of money. So family offices come in tiers. There's three tiers, and the word family office is used every single time. So it could be a little confusing. So I may sort of break this down a little differently, but let's start from the top. Single family office. This is a single family that is running their wealth as a business, and $100 million is required to be in a single family office. Single. Multifamily office, this is $30 to $100 million in net worth. Multifamily office, where families come together and they share services. So this is to keep costs low. They don't have the $100 million to warrant it. So you have multifamily offices are right here in the middle. Below that, you have us, $1 to $30 million micro family offices, where we're bringing in on-demand specialists as we need them to manage our family offices. So that's the three levels. Single is the biggest. Multi is the next tier, 30 to 100 million. And then us, micro, $1 to $30 million in net worth. So you may ask, why a family office? Why not just go to a wealth advisor? This sounds exhausting. Well, I think the biggest reason is that family offices have been outperforming the S&P for the last 5 or 10 years. For a lot of the data that we can collect, we're finding that they are doubling, being able to produce twice the return as the S&P 500 versus your index funds if you're a FIRE person. So the reason that people do this is you're able to get more results. There's also another of other reasons that people are doing it as well, but let's dig into those as we get more into the mechanics of the microfamily office. So I want to dig into some more details around the microfamily office. The microfamily office is the solution that fits into the service desert for those that have $1 to $30 million net worth. Now, if you're asking yourself the question, what do you mean by a service desert? Well, this was my experience. After I went through my first IPO in 2012 and became a multimillionaire overnight, I thought that I had opened the doors where I was going to get access to family offices. I didn't know at that point. I'd heard the whispers. I knew that it was there for high net worth individuals, but I didn't have the breakdown like I just gave you. I didn't realize that between $1 and $30 million, there wasn't anything. So you can then understand my disappointment when some gentlemen came in from a large wealth management firm and they laid out their investment plan for me. And I had been outperforming them in my stock investment for the last 10 years already. Like, they weren't offering me anything more, but they were going to charge me more for I don't know what. So it was at this point in time that I realized there was nothing that fit me. There was, if I went to a traditional wealth manager, they were going to give me the investment strategies of the less than $1 million net worth. And this is always a cutoff, because when you have over $1 million in net worth that you can invest, you have access to private equity. you have access to direct real estate investments, but there's nobody to guide you in creating those. So this is where I realized that I was going to have to do this on my own. And so what I did is I studied family offices and how they operated and created a much smaller, optimized version for myself. And hence, now there is the micro family office. So it essentially is the way that you run your wealth like a business. And you create the same artifacts that are being used to run the businesses of the single family office, the big boys, the multifamily office, $30 to $100 million. You have and create an investment thesis. You create a legacy statement. And you use that to define how you are going to manage your wealth to reach the desire that you, to reach the goal that you want. So essentially, if we to define a micro family office, it is for high earners who have $1 to $30 million in assets. It runs your wealth like a business through standardized systems and processes. So there's a framework so you don't have to overthink it. You go in and you get Wealth Ops, which is the framework, and you understand how do you architect it? How do you build it? You build your entities, you build your team, and then how do you run it month over month, quarter over quarter? You create a cost-effective structure because it's pay as you go. You're not having people on full time. You may choose to have certain people on retainer if it suits your case, how you're managing it. And it leverages technology and for efficiency and scalability, right? So that you can really consolidate and understand what you're doing. This is the entirety of the WealthOps framework that powers micro family offices. This bridges the gap between a DIY sort of home wealth manager between a micro family office, which gives you all of the different components that the larger family offices have. So it emerged because for myself and for my peers, right, millionaires have been being minted more and more every single year. In fact, the data says that 500,000 new millionaires were minted in 2023 alone, right? We have this great wealth creation engine, tech equity. I know some people have sold and bought businesses that's generated it. But unfortunately, we're limited by what the wealth managers have to offer, and we want more. So this is why I went out and I built my own, and this is what I'm sharing here with you, which is the strategy to build and run your micro family office. Hey, before we continue to dig into the micro family office today, I want to let you know that I do run monthly free workshops to help you understand how do you architect your micro family office. And it's called the Wealth Ops Way. And if you go to wealthops.live right now, you can apply. And we run this once a month, and it's your opportunity to come into a shared learning environment. This is a no pitch zone. This is 2 days hands-on where you're going to walk away with your legacy statement and your investment thesis. These are two important documents that allow you to set the course for your micro family office and be able to move it forward. So again, if you'd like to join us, we would love to meet you and have you. You can go to wealthops.live and we'll see you there. What is the difference between a micro family office and going to a wealth manager? I want to answer that question clearly because it's important that you understand the both so that you can make the choice that's best for you and your family. Number one, it has to do with a family office is fully customized around the family's values, their risk tolerance, and their long-term goals. So family office, fully customized versus when you go to a wealth manager, they're going to be focused on financial services and portfolio management that's going to be stocks, bonds, and funds, and generally things that they're going to be able to get commissions off of. Sometimes not, but a wealth manager traditionally is operating within a certain bucket of what their company offers. versus family office is fully customized. The other thing it's important to understand is that a family office, their scope is greater than just wealth management. It's also looking at wealth management, tax optimization, philanthropy, education, and legacy planning. Where when you go to a wealth manager, you're going to find that their primary focus is going to be financial services, where it's that portfolio management, the investment management, retirement and tax planning, and some basic estate planning. The other thing you need to understand is that as a micro family office, you will have complete control over the strategy. You run it and you manage it. Versus when you're dealing with a wealth management firm, you have to accept what would be their models. They're going to have investing strategies and models. And if you're asking for things that are too bespoke, that could then cost you extra, more than actually doing it on your own. The other thing it's important to understand is that, you know, wealth management firms are standardized, right? They want to try and keep you in a box versus when you are managing your own, you know, micro family office, you can then choose on the scope of investments. So if you have something that really aligns with your values, like renewable energies or affordable housing, that's something that you can fold into there relatively easily that you can't. Same thing with managing philanthropy. And I think the last thing is that a family office, you're going to retain full control over who you're partnered with and who you don't want to do business with, right? You're also going to be making all of your financial decisions based on what's the best interest for your family. You're essentially going to be your family's fiduciary. Where in wealth management firms, they're not always a fiduciary. They may have sales goals and targets that they need to meet. So they may be doing things that are more in their interest than your interest. So all of this comes at a cost, right? When you work with a wealth management firm, it is going to be much more convenient for you. And so this is where a family office is going to take more work. Arguably, it's also going to be your family's legacy. But I thought it was really important to dig in and understand that, because when you're thinking about starting and growing a micro family office, you want to ensure that you understand what are all the decisions, what are all the impacts, and what are all the risks that you're going to take into your hands by managing your family's financial future. I know for myself, it was exciting to me. I always thought that becoming an investor, a full-time investor, would be a blast. And I wasn't wrong, right? I love being able to partner with different operators in whatever space, whether that's a technology space, whether that's a small business space, whether that's a real estate space, being able to understand how they are growing and scaling businesses that provide jobs, that address affordable housing, that address different things, and being able to be the one that infuses them with fuel to help them scale and help them grow. But ultimately, this is a choice, but it's important that you understand and are able to think about what are the difference between a wealth management firm that's going to have limited scope, that may also have some conflicts of interest, versus you owning your own future and being able to build and scale whatever you choose. So let's dig into what are the core functions of a micro family office. What is the universe and what does it entail? So it is wealth management. This is your portfolio strategy, your investing, your divesting, managing your cash flow. It's also business operations, your bookkeeping, accounting, tax strategy, legal, technology and workflow. How does this whole machine run together? There's also key details to partner management and selection. Not all of your partners are going to be with you for your journey. You may outgrow them or they may not perform. Those are key things to consider. So partner management and selection is critical. There's also family governance and education. You know, you want to be able to get clear on what is your family's mission. You want to be legacy building with your children. You want to be showing them the family business that they have the opportunity to move into. There's also lifestyle design and philanthropy. This is your opportunity to give back and your opportunity to leverage this micro family office to unlock the lifestyle that you want. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it feels like it's overwhelming, but this is where the Wealth Ops framework comes into place, because in the Architect and Build, it walks you through how do you create a very lean and lightweight structure to be able to support all of those processes. And then in the run phase, where you're running your wealth management and your business operations, the goal is to be reducing the amount of time in business operations so you can maximize the time you choose to spend in wealth management. If you want to spend a small amount of time in wealth management and you're really trying to maintain it slow and steady up and to the right, you can choose and you can create and craft that, because remember, this is a micro family office. But ultimately, it's important that you understand the core functions that I'm calling out here map to all of the core functions of a multifamily office or a single family office. It's scaled down for what you need, right? You think about the estate planning, you're going to have a big lift up front, but then you may be doing small updates annually versus, you know, a large family office, a single family office that has a large family that every time a grandchild is born, they have to rewrite the will or figure out how to bring them into it. That's a whole different level of complexity from a micro family office. So it's important that you understand how it scales. But this is also where you need to understand if a micro family office is right for you. It's not right for everybody. There's a lot of people that want to focus on continuing to grow their career, and they don't want to choose to have the time for this. There's also people that just really struggle, and finances are hard for them. So I told you a few moments ago that I could not wait to become a full-time investor to be able to manage my wealth. And that is the business that I'm in today. And that's part of my portfolio of work that I do since I've graduated from my W-2. But let's think about the ideal candidate to run, build and run a micro family office. So you do need to be somebody who has $1 million to $30 million in investable assets. This means assets that you can invest. Don't include your home. Don't include your car. Like those, you don't want to be investing and playing around with those. I'm talking $1 to $30 million in investable assets. You have a desire to be the CEO of your wealth. You want to own that vision, and you're also not afraid to be accountable for the results. And not that you're going to run the entire thing, but just like a CEO, you're also going to be responsible for the hiring and management of the partners that you put in place. This is also ideal for somebody who wants to graduate from their W-2 as an executive and sees themselves running an investment business where they can grow and scale a company. Many of us loved and were excited about growing and scaling hypergrowth companies within tech. Well, imagine that you can now do the same thing. It's your wealth. You're learning different techniques to grow and scale it over time that benefits you and your family and is able to execute your mission. That is true financial freedom. That's freedom of purpose. That's time freedom. That's what sitting in this seat and being the CEO of your portfolio unlocks for you. This is also ideal for people that have been doing this in a DIY mode, and they've really sort of built a, you know, spreadsheet-driven wealth management company that manages things for them and their family, but they want a more structured, holistic view, and they want to move into a family office model. This is perfect for you. This is also key for people who, you know, I like myself, I'm a first generation millionaire. There's nobody else in my family in previous generations that achieved this wealth status that I know of. I've done a little bit of genealogy, but I don't know everything. So for me, it is important. I want to have something to pass on to my children and my grandchildren, but I don't want it to just be a little sack of money. Oh, hey, here's a little sprinkle of this. I want it to be a legacy business that, you know, my wife, Regine, and I are able to put our imprint on. It can make impact for the world and for the things that we truly believe in. what you're going to get when you're running this as a family office. The benefit is time efficiency because it's systematized. You're also going to be able to get a lot more dollars back on taxes. And you're also going to then be able to expand and understand the broader world of investments and where you want to play in the sandbox and where you don't. But ultimately, this is going to give you control and alignment to your values. And for many of you who graduate out of the W-2, have a desire to grow and build a business that can be your legacy. This is exactly for you. Okay, and there you have it. That is the flyover of the micro family office so that you can understand that it is truly building a company, a small, nimble, lean company around your wealth so that you can grow it, protect it, scale it, and leave it as a legacy. That is what a micro family office is. You also learned a little bit about the history of family offices. You learned that there's the single family office, the big boy, 100 million plus. There is the multifamily office, 30 million to 100 million. Then there's us, the micro family office, the $1 to $30 million net worth that is run by WealthOps. WealthOps is critical because it gives you all of the frameworks, all of the systems and ways to scale it so that you don't need to go invent that. You're focused on operations from day one. That is critical. So, and most importantly, you have understood the value of why running a micro family office can be the key thing for you as you transition from a W-2 into your next phase, where it can create a lot of opportunity for you to take your wealth that you've taken so much time to build and use it to unlock the lifestyle. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to be the CEO of your family wealth management business or not? We also talked a little bit about, you know, what's the difference between just going to a wealth manager and a family office. And we realized that family offices are a much more holistic approach because it's built around the family. It's a family business versus the wealth management is just to manage the wealth. And I know some people get scared when they say, well, I don't know, can I be a wealth manager? And I just always let people know it's a wealth manager. It's not a wealth rocket scientist. It's a wealth manager. It's not a wealth physicist, right? What they're doing, and truly when you get into wealth management, it's just being disciplined and making sure that you're continuously learning and you're managing your wealth month over month, quarter over quarter, the way that you would do a business. And I would present to you that you can do a better job of managing that year over year, month over month, as you're in your W-2 and transitioning out than a wealth manager who's maybe looking at your books once a quarter. I think you could do a better job. And the reality is you can unlock the lifestyle. So it's time for you to step up and it's time for you to run your portfolio as a business. That concludes this episode, but I do want to let you know, if you are interested in learning about WealthOps and how you can architect your portfolio as a business and set your family up for success, I would encourage you to come to wealthops.live, go to that link, and schedule yourself for one of our monthly courses. We do two-day masterclasses where we teach you how do you actually architect and build a legacy statement and an investment thesis so that you can have the compass that sets your business on fire. Anyway, next week we are coming back and I want to give you some clear advantages of running your portfolio as a micro family office. I want to make sure that I'm breaking that down in detail so that you can understand that. This is Christopher Nelson. I'll see you next week.